وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. In search of bettering ourselves, in search of becoming better human beings, in search of perfection, inner perfection, there are a number of things we need to do, and there are a number of traits we need to have. We can't become perfect beings, and we can't become perfect humans, and we cannot seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we tick all these boxes that Allah requires me to do. One of these traits that we need to have is patience, sabr. And the Quran, from the beginning of it until the end of the Quran, talks about patience and how it is important and vital in our life, in our existence. So patience is not an individual trait. Rather, it is a group trait, meaning that when you obtain and attain patience, it's something that you need to exercise with other people. It's not something that you're just going to be for yourself. For Salah, for example, it's for yourself. Whether you pray or not is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But patience is something that you attain in order to deal with me. I attain in order to deal with you. So it is kind of, if we can give it the title, it's a human rights trait that we need to have. So the Quran talks about this sabr everywhere in the Quran. You will see sabr coming in almost in every page or every few pages. One of these verses in the Quran, in chapter Ali Imran, in chapter 3, verse 200, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who believe. The call is specifically to the believers. If I and you consider ourselves to be believers, then this is a direct call to us. And it is said in the hadith that every time Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, we are supposed to say, Labbaik wa sa'daik. Here I am, O Lord, instruct me. What do you want? Because he's trying to talk to me, right? He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This is a call. He's trying to bring our attention to him. So we have to say, I'm here. What do you want, God? What is your command? What is your wishes? So he says, Isbiru, persevere. Wasabiru, not just be patient, but also endure. And Allah says, وَرَابِطُ, and remain stationed. And Allah says, وَاتَّقُ اللَّهُ, and remain fearful of Allah. If you do all these things, sabr, asbiru, sabiru, rabitu, ittaqu, if you do these four traits, beginning with sabr, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that you may be successful. That you may be successful. Success depends on these things, or these four traits. And when we talk about success, we're not talking about only having money or having position or having worldly possessions in this world. Success, the true meaning of success, is passing this world and going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and entering heaven. That's a true success, that you cross over to the other side and you find the doors of heaven opened for you. That is the true meaning of success. Not by attaining a job, not by having wealth, not by having a car, not by having a house. No. So Allah talking about the success in the Akhirah, even though there will be a lot of success for those who are patient, those who are muttaqeen, and those who are stationed on those who have fear of Allah in this world. But the result will show in the Akhirah. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were looking at verse 200 of chapter 3, Ali Imran, where Allah says, Isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqu. Four traits Allah wants from me. But we mainly focused on the first one, wasbiru. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, as we said, and also encourages us to persevere, to endure, and to remain steadfast in our faith. The verse also emphasizes the importance of maintaining our faith in difficult times and situations, and also encourages us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have Him constantly in front of us, or have a deep reverence and respect for Him as a mean to success. So Allah says, you will go through problems. You will face issues with your fellow human beings. So have patience to begin with. Have your defenses up. And remain fast and endure in these defenses when you get attacked by other people. And have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in returns of do not retaliate and harm other people. And, you know, keep it calm and cool. Think it through. So you have to maintain that there are limitations of Allah. We should not cross. If a person comes along and swears at me, curses me, says things at me, it doesn't mean I go around swearing and cursing at him. I'm a mu'min. Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, during the battle of one of the battles, I think it was Safin, when he heard some people cursing the other camp, Muawiyah and them, like not just cursing, not saying la'natullahi alayhim, that's a curse, that's in the Quran, but like calling them names, like foul swearing words, as we say these days. The Imam says, inni akrahu lakum an takunu sabbabin. I hate for you to be a people with foul mouths that says foul language. You want to curse a person who deviated from the path of Allah? We say la'anatullahi alayhim. Yal'anhumullah wa yal'anhumun la'anun. Allah even created a category for those who curse, but not to swear. So swearing and cursing, two different things. So the Islamic accepted kind of cursing is la'an. And la'an means to be outcasted from the mercy of Allah, as we say, at-tardu min rahmatillah. You say, oh Allah, outcast this person out of your mercy. So here, when it comes to people and them with me, Allah says, maintain your posture, maintain your presence, maintain your iman through patience. Having your guard up, being steadfast, and not transgressing, having taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then and only then you might be successful. And Allah says, you know, even he in the way he puts it, it's also kind of scary. He says, when he looks at all these problems, he says, you might be successful. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ لَعَلَّ Perhaps. You might. So it's not even guaranteed. So unless we do them correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the result of these three or four traits observed, then success will be yours. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله